From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Now we're going to meet someone who wants to do something about the shortage of women who pursue careers in technology. Of graduates with computer science degrees, just 18% are women. In the workplace, their numbers aren't much higher. And that's where Marie Clave comes in. As president of Harvey Mudd College, a science and engineering school in Southern California, she has had stunning success getting more women involved in computing. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has her story as part of our series on the changing lives of women.
There aren't many colleges where the president is a renowned mathematician and computer scientist who rides a skateboard around campus, but then most schools don't have Maria Clave.
This is my longboard.
We caught up with her outside the dining hall at Harvey Mudd College.
I started learned skateboard shortly after I got to Mudd. Then I thought, if they can do it, I can do it.
That same determination is driving Clave to change the status quo, crushing the stereotype of computer science as something for antisocial nerds and getting more women to embrace it. She wants them thinking like Mudd senior Xander Schofield.
Computer science is building our world right now, and it should just be inherently obvious to everyone that that's a fantastic place to work and to be.
Clave couldn't agree more. She isn't concerned about filling quotas or being nice to women. Rather, she's deeply troubled that half the population is grossly underrepresented in this all-important field. Women aren't setting the agenda and designing products and services that are shaping our lives. Seated in her modest office on the Claremont, California campus, the 61-year-old Clave recalls her own experience growing up in Canada, where she was a top university math student.
Professors would say to me all the time, "Why do you want to be a mathematician, Maria? There are no good women mathematicians." And it just really bugged me.
And that helps to explain a career choice she would make decades later. Back in 2005, Clave was thriving as dean of the engineering school at Princeton. But when Harvey Mudd College approached her about becoming the school's president, she was intrigued. She saw an opportunity to change science and engineering education.
We're not attracting and retaining enough talent, and especially in areas like computer science. And I think what I recognized was this might be a place that could actually make a difference with that.
With just 800 students and an emphasis on teaching, Clave believed that Mudd would be an ideal laboratory.
So have people seen this problem? In one direction, there's a lot of chocolate, which is my primary goal. In another direction, there's doom. And I need to figure out...
More than 100 students are paying rapt attention in Colleen Lewis's second semester computer science course, and a lot of them are women. Kate Finley, a student at nearby Scripps College who took the first semester course and is now taking the second, offers this explanation.
A lot of universities have this kind of weed-out class. The first class you take is a weed-out class, and they are shocked by the fact that they don't get any women at the end, that the only people at the end are the people who have been in computer camp since they were five.
Typically guys. What Harvey Mudd recognized and explicitly addressed were ways to get women interested in comp sci. So students like Finley, who've never been to computer camp, have their own introductory courses. The kids with experience have theirs. Know-it-alls in any section are told to cool it so no one is intimidated. As for the content, Finley says it's designed around problems they can relate to.
They had all these really fun assignments, sound editing Darth Vader's voice. Every single answer on the quizzes was 42 in a reference to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and it was so much fun. It was so much fun.
Finley, who'd planned to study art and psychology, found a new passion in computer science. Along with changes to the introductory courses, Mudd works hard to keep women interested in the field. First-year students attend a giant conference for women in computing. There are research opportunities and coursework which involve solving real problems for major companies. Technology experts like Alan Eustace, a senior vice president at Google, are applauding the initiatives.
I think they're fantastic.
He also cites Mudd's rigorous academics and the critical mass of women studying together.
They also have great female instructors, and I think that makes a big difference. So Harvey Mudd is an example of what I consider a model for the future.
Much of this might sound pretty basic, but the approach is highly unusual in higher education, and the efforts have paid off. At Mudd, about 40% of the computer science majors are women. That's far more than at any other co-ed school. As for the male students here, they seem to appreciate and value having more women in their comp sci courses.
Women and men work through problems very different ways.
That's Luke Mistelli Kelly.
Men will oftentimes just try and pound through a problem. And then one of the women will be, wait, hold on, how about I ask this question? It's like, oh, a question. Oh, that changes things.
Their questions could lead to further exploration and perhaps a more elegant solution. Indeed, technology companies say they want more women because diverse teams often do a better job of solving problems and creating things.
I'm Jess Hester, and when I graduate, I'm going to be working on getting software for spaceships. It's my life dream to eventually go to Mars.
Senior Jess Hester was one of several female computer science students who offered their views on why there were so few women in their field. They bemoaned middle and high school math teachers who didn't engage or inspire. They recounted conversations with adults who told them men are better at this, and they shared some apprehension about working in a male-dominated environment. Here's how Jess Hester put it.
If you fail, it's not just you. It is you as like a sacrificial lamb for your whole gender. It's just like a bucket of stress that we don't need. But like, I also want little kids to look up and be like, awesome, I want to do that.
And that would be music to Maria Clave's ear. She says, if you can make computer science interesting to women, empower them so they feel they can succeed, and then show them how their work can make a difference in the world,
that's almost enough to change everything.
Right now, Clave is working on a new project, a MOOC, a massive open online computer class aimed at 10th graders. It's just one more way that the president of Harvey Mudd College hopes to get more women at the technology table. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
And you can see Harvey Mudd President Maria Clave on her skateboard, as well as images of some of the young computer scientists she's inspiring. That's at our website, npr.org.